The Pepper and Dylan Weekly Wrap Podcast is brought to you by James H. Brown & Associates. If you have questions about claims and injury law, get real answers from James H. Brown & Associates. When accidents happen, go to jameshbrown.com.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
Oh, it's so simple this morning. You get to spend on a friend. So yep. It's not for you. It's for your friend. $1,000. And it's got to be unique.
It took a little bit of time, but people are starting to get how this is working.
Yeah.
You want nothing to do with, hey, my friend's on hard times, I'm going to pay their bill.
No, because we're going to do that. That will be $1,000 right. Another day. Today is like just to be able to spend on your friend without even thinking.
Like, you're going to like what Nikki. See, Nikki's on the same wavelength as you, Dylan. It's like Nikki's like your spirit animal.
Okay.
Your doppelganger, your soul sister.
I don't think any of those.
Nikki, what is your idea for $1,000 to spend on a friend?
I want to get my friend a slide that goes from her second level balcony from her bedroom right into the yard.
Yes.
And she has an above ground pool, so we can just slide from her room in the morning straight into the pool.
This is what we're talking about.
Look at Dylan's eyes light up.
To be able to build a slide for your friend is something they would never even think to do. And then you're going to come in and save the day. Put this on the top of the pile.
You want to flag this one?
Absolutely.
Okay, Nikki, we're going to flag it. Now,
what a fun idea.
Has she said she wants this slide? Like, if only I could have a slide from my bedroom balcony into the pool?
No, but she would do it because we just bought a T-Rex costume, and we have all this summer plans for our T-Rex.
I don't know who you guys are, but I love you. You guys sound like a lot of fun.
Not to bog down this with logistics, can you get a slide from a balcony into a pool for $1,000?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You got a custom built, no problem.
A custom built slide under $1,000?
I think so.
I did a custom shelf for my closet. It was like $1,400.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So I said no.
Oh, yeah.
I went and got drunk.
That was the problem.
It seemed to be my thing for a little while. I don't know. Okay. All right. Love you, Nikki. You're flagged.
Like,
thank you very much. Okay. So see, now people are starting to figure out. Let's see. We hear of Jody. Jody's got an idea here, Dylan.
Okay.
Now, how do we know people are going to do these?
Because they need to take pictures and send them to us.
Jody, you promise you're going to do this?
Absolutely.
I don't believe it for a second.
What
go
has
ahead,
Jody got? Yep.
So my friend had her birthday at the beginning of January, and of course, with COVID, you can't really celebrate it.
It's a January baby, Dylan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I want to fill her house with balloons.
Like how? Like the entire house with balloons? Like $1,000 worth of balloons?
$1,000 worth of balloons.
How big a house are we talking?
Average size house. She lives in the fort.
Now we're on to something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is realistic. This is things that I like to hear.
I kind of feel like there are big houses in Fort Saskatchewan and small houses in Fort Saskatchewan. I don't know what her living in the fort means average size houses.
It doesn't necessarily. You know, there's big houses everywhere.
I live in St. Albert, and I'd say I have an average size house.
Mm-hmm.
Not
mm-hmm.
Fort to the... Anyway, whatever. I'm doing that thing I do again, Dylan.
I see what you're doing. No, I love this idea. You need an entire team to blow up $1,000 in balloons. Because I don't know. What's a balloon worth?
A nickel?
$1.25 for a small handful.
Could you imagine how many balloons that would be?
Yeah.
I almost want this to happen just so you have to be forced to do it.
Could we get Robbie to blow up 1,000 balloons? How long would it take to blow
up 1,000 balloons? It's not 1,000 balloons. It's $1,000 of balloons.
$1,000 worth of balloons.
That's like at least 10,000 balloons. Isn't it? Like, I would imagine if you buy on Amazon, if you go to Amazon and look up balloons, I don't know, 50 pack.
Okay, I'll do it.
Like, what do we, I like this idea. Uh-huh. But remember, Jody, the important thing here is once you commit to it, and if we end up giving it to you, you have to have pictures of $1,000 worth of balloons, and they can't be in the pack.
Oh, yeah, there'll be pictures, there'll be video reactions, everything. Yeah,
okay, you can get a pack of 60 balloons for
$10.99.
So let me let's call it 10 bucks for sake of argument here. We're getting 60 times, what would that be, 100? That's 6,000 balloons.
That would be a houseful.
Looks like Dylan's bumping you up to a finalist here.
I like that. That
Jody.
Could be so much fun.
All right.
Jody, just remember, by suggesting this, you are putting yourself out there that you would have to do it.
Oh, yeah. No, I get weekends off. I'm good to do it.
Yeah.
It's something I'm considering very strongly.
All right. Thank you, Jody.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss 91.7.
$1,000. How are we doing it this morning?
Spend on a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the idea. You will spend on a friend. You spend on your family members. You can spend on somebody that you care about.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... like that. You're going to be able to spend, and there's been a lot of ridiculous spending that's happening.
Mm-hmm. Now, listen, like everything in life, people like to complain.
Of course.
We're getting some complaints that at a time like this, why are we promoting ridiculous spending?
Because that's what we need more than anything right now. We need ridiculousness. Yeah,
we need some jobs.
We all need a smile, you know, is what
pay
we need.
Bills,
we need
not
fun.
Working.
Yeah. Some listen, like, I'm not going to be able to get you a job.
Okay.
$1,000 isn't going to save your life.
Well, we might pay rent for a month. While
for one
still
month.
Looking
you're still going to need a job.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
All right. So you're rather have a room full of balloons.
That's
all. I got a complaint, though, about balloons is bad for the environment.
Well, then
that's
don't
how,
sell them.
I don't know. Something like owls die or something. I don't know.
Don't sell balloons if they're bad for the environment.
Okay. This is sounding like it's not your problem, right?
But not overly.
No accountability from Dylan on this one.
Not a ton.
$1,000. Okay. So some of the finals are $1,000 worth of scratch tickets was one of them, right?
Okay. Yeah.
We also had, what did we have? $1,000 spent on a slide for a friend to go from her top balcony into her pool.
Sure.
We had $1,000 worth of fast food on Skip the Dishes. And now we've got that. I'm sorry. Good morning. What's your name?
Jeanette.
Okay, this is Jeanette.
Jeanette.
Hi.
Spending on a friend. What are you going to do?
I'm going to buy my kids a swimming pool at Walmart, like one of those big 12 by 12 ones, and I'm going to set it up in my garage.
And like swim during the winter?
Heck yes.
Like an above ground swimming pool, obviously.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, can you call your kids your friend? Could we say spend on a friend?
Depends on what
they're
age
my
you are.
Best friend.
Nah, be careful now. How old are they?
2, 3, and 7.
You can't be best friends with 2, 3, and 7?
Well, I don't know. What kind of common interests do you have at that? Like, I like to have, like, Dylan, you and I are friends.
Yeah?
I like to have common interests.
I don't need common interests with my friends.
No?
I actually like my friends to have completely different interests.
Okay.
Because I think that's more exciting. It takes me out of my comfort zone. Right?
You could have just said, yeah, and we move on. I don't know. Like,
No, but I do. I love having different interests. I think it's wonderful to have
you're right.
Them.
You're right.
I think
there I go again. I
do.
Derailed everything. Can you be friends with a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old? So 2, 5, and 7, did you say?
You know, for this contest, because it's spend on a friend,
yes.
You're friends with them.
Okay, very good.
Absolutely, I think so.
So you want to put an above-ground 12 by 12 swimming pool in your garage year-round, an indoor heated swimming pool.
Yeah.
How can we say no to this?
If you put your house for sale and to put that, like, on the listing, yes. Indoor heated swimming pool, boy, would people be surprised on that open house.
Oh, I love this. I think it's so much fun because everything's closed down. You can't go swimming. It's one of the things I've missed.
Uh-huh.
I love swimming. I didn't even realize how much I love swimming.
Dylan famously drives around town with swimming trunks in his trunk, just in case
he can come swimming with us in our pool.
Spend on a friend for a swimming pool. Heck yeah, let's make it happen.
Okay.
But you have to buy the swimming pool, set it up, and send us a picture, or else we take the money back.
Okay, deal.
$1,000.
I didn't sound confident. That sounded a little shaky.
Well, I got to make sure Walmart has them in stock.
Now, are we backing out on this? I can find a pool, Amazon, no matter. We'll find it.
That you want to buy the pool yourself and deliver it?
We might have to at this point. All right.
I've been telling my husband I'm doing this for months, and he keeps saying no, so.
Uh-oh.
This is perfect. He can't say no when we just put it there for you.
Right?
That's awesome. Worst case scenario, your garage, what's your basement look like?
Unfinished.
Perfect!
No, you can't put a pool
in the indoor house pool.
How do you drain the pool?
We don't.
There's a sump pump. Just fill it into the sump pump.
Yes! That's why they build sump pumps, in case something leaks.
Yes.
I love where this is heading. This is awesome.
Okay. So she won?
100%, $1,000 for that pool. You are right.
All right, hang on.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
Dylan, I don't know if you're going to like this or you're going to hate this. This is Javier, right? Am I saying that right? Javier?
Yes.
Javier is here, Dylan, to let you know something.
Okay.
And to see if he can't get you going on something.
What?
What is it?
So last time I was listening a little while back, but my sister missed it, so she's listening this morning, and I wanted to just bring up the whole Caillou thing, because we feel the same, that we can't stand it.
Why would you bring up that little P-O-S?
You can't call Caillou a P-O-S.
He is.
Are they trying to get Caillou off the air? Is that what's happening?
In the States, I think he was off at PBS. Is that what it was? He's gone, but Canada still wants to hang on to this little thing because it's a Canadian icon.
For those that don't know, Caillou is a children's TV show that Dylan hates more than anything.
Let me play you a clip of Caillou. Okay. I have one always at the ready so everyone can know how much to hate this little bugger.
I want to make your tower. That's mine.
Listen to him.
He is a brat.
All kids are crappy because of him.
Ow!
is so
you
junky.
You broke the tower.
Look at this. Oh, I like it.
No,
someone's bullying him.
Tell him. I can make you one.
This is, he makes, listen, I don't want to get started because once
no,
I do.
No, I want to get you started. I love how much you don't like Caillou.
I just despise
Wax museums, jigsaw
so
puzzles, and Caillou.
Because he's such a little brat.
He is a bit. He's whiny. He's a little whiny.
He's the worst, and he's a Canadian icon to a lot of people. I just don't know parents who are letting their kids watch Caillou.
Javier, are you and your sister happy with Dylan's mild Caillou rant? Like, do you guys hate Caillou? Is
everybody
that why
everybody hates
yes.
him?
Oh, yes,
yeah,
yes.
I think you're right. I think, okay, love you. Thank you, guys. Yeah. Look at how many people are just calling him a whiny little brat right now.
He's the worst. He is the worst thing to happen to television because kids think that's okay. You can go around whining. I didn't get any. I'm Caillou. Why would he still be on air? Get rid of him.
So he got canceled in the U.S.?
Yeah, he's off of PBS.
Okay. But he's still here in Canada?
Apparently.
U.S. is on to something. They canceled that big guy that was running the country, canceled this little guy that can't grow hair.
All right.
Get him out.
Well, Sue wants to dump a little fuel onto the fire, Dylan.
What?
About Caillou. Go ahead, no. Sue. What is your Caillou story?
Dylan, I am totally with you. When my oldest son now, he's 23, but when he was younger, he was watching Caillou, never really paid attention to it. All of a sudden, I noticed that his attitude started changing. Everything was mine. He would grab things from his little brother. Mm. I was like, what the hell? So then I sat down and I was watching one day with him. Well, it all came clear to me. I was like, oh, hell no.
Right.
No more. Not allowed to watch it.
It's shocking that they'll allow this program on television.
Yes.
That they would allow kids to watch this. And he's such a little... I can't... I'm trying... Because I got a text message saying I'm getting pretty aggressive. I'm trying really, really hard to not hate on this little child.
But everybody agrees with you.
I know.
There isn't a single person that's written in that said, like, what are you talking about? My kids love that show. I love that show. I love letting my kids watch this.
Because nobody does. Listen, if there was a bus coming and I had a chance to get him out of the way of a bus, wouldn't take it. Would not take it.
I'm reading between the lines, Dylan. It sounds like you'd allow Caillou to be hit by a bus.
I would. I would watch it happen. It makes me a horrible person, but I really would.
Thank God it's a cartoon and not a real character.
That's right. Yeah. If Caillou was in a coma and I had to microwave a pizza pop, I would unplug him and put the microwave plug in. That's all I'm saying. That's it.
My God.
Love you, Sue.
Bye.
Okay.
That's a good analogy, I guess.
A little too aggressive here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
Another Robbie challenge. What'll it be today? Another Robbie challenge. Yeah. He'll try his best, but his best is a mess, and he's pretty useless.
Hey, Dylan.
Yeah?
I know Robbie's on the line trying to run out of gas.
Yeah?
We still haven't said anything about how we're giving away $1,000.
Hey, we'll do that coming up.
When's up?
As soon as Robbie's out of gas.
Okay. Robbie.
I thought he'd be out of gas a long time
ago. I know, we really did. Listen. We've really planned this show improperly. What's up, Robbie?
It has happened.
What? You
ran out of gas?
I'm done, yeah.
He's out of gas.
What was it? What was the final?
52.9.
What a bunch of liars over there at Toyota.
Isn't that awesome?
So, if you're just waking up, Robbie drove to work today. It said 11 kilometers left until you're out of gas on his little dashboard. He said, we'll see about that. So we drove that 11 kilometers and then another 52.9 for a grand total of 62.9 kilometers.
What did it feel like? Like, what happened when you ran out of gas?
You know what? I probably could have kept going a little bit, but like you said, it started to sputter a little bit.
Yeah.
So I stopped.
That's what the mechanics say to stop.
Yeah, like it felt like just like some power was lost. So I just stopped and pulled over at 52.9.
Mm-hmm.
Are you close to the donut mill?
I'm right by a sign that says Red Deer, 86 kilometers away.
Not bad.
That's incredible.
Not bad,
it
Robbie.
It really is.
Wow. I don't know what I'm going to do with this. It's just good to know, I guess.
I guess you just come back to work now.
Yeah, well, I got to get that jerry can out.
Okay,
now.
So now you got to fill it up. Be careful there on the side of the highway. How are the road conditions? Somebody wanted to know, by the way.
It says it's 2 degrees in my car, so it's not too slippery, but there's a lot of wind.
Okay.
So it's kind of shit. It pushes you a little bit.
Look at
driving.
That. With the wind, he mm-hmm. got 52.
Now, were you headed into the wind or you were headed, was the wind behind you?
I have no idea.
I don't know which way the wind blows either.
Good to know.
Okay. So, Robbie, get some gas in there. And if my calculations are correct, he should be back just in time to work 1 hour today.
Good job, Robbie.
Right.
Nice work.
Right. See you shortly, Robbie.
You got it.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss. 91.7.
Keep that a secret, Dylan.
I was so impressed.
No, it's still a skill. Oh, it's not, Dylan.
I'm sorry. I won't say anything. I apologize.
Go ahead.
Robbie, did you catch this? Were you paying attention?
I was just... No.
Okay,
I
there was...
Robbie wasn't listening. What?
Listen. We have something, Dylan. Go ahead, make
Here's
fun of me.
Here's the thing, Robbie. When I was young, my baba, which is my dad's mom, and I used to get together and we would knit. And we were always knitting scarves for my teddy bears because knitting's a very difficult thing.
Yes.
And
like knitting's with the big needles.
Two needles, yeah, right. And once you get the hang of it, it's okay, but it's really hard to do shapes or anything like that.
Okay.
And so I was incredibly impressed with Pepper, who went away to rehab and then started knitting toques.
I also quit drinking.
Right. But I was so impressed with these toques that you've been knitting till I found out that he's not knitting them at all.
Well, and I'm making them.
Yeah, but so, I thought you were a knitter. I thought you were really
good. Yeah, you
good.
Keep saying you're going to knit them. You want to knit for donations for charity.
I do want to do that.
But you're not actually
I'm
knitting.
I'm going to create my own toque account and he's I'm going to auction them. I got big plans.
When I was 7 years old,
yeah.
The Calgary Flames were a really big thing where I was growing up.
Still are.
Yeah, here's what I used to do is me and my buddy Matt Laboldis, we used to trace the logo onto pieces of paper to try to sell them to other people.
Yeah.
And so we would just trace the logo, you know, like look through one piece of paper to the one behind it.
Sounds like a lucrative business. How'd that go for you?
Not great.
Okay.
Not really great.
Yes.
But we would trace it. And that's what I found out you're doing. You're using some sort of apparatus to knit for you.
It's called a loom.
So you just basically trace out a toque?
Yeah.
I thought you were knitting.
It's a loom, so you have a loom.
It's like a circle, right? Like a toque-sized circle, and they come in different circles in rainbow color, which was my first clue that maybe they're for children. But they come in a circle, and they've got little pegs on them all the way around.
Yeah.
And then you just wrap the yarn around it, and then you... By the way, three guys talking knitting. And then you wrap
the yarn
around it, and then you lift the thing over the peg, and then you do it all over again.
So it's like...
It's very relaxing and soothing.
Poor man's knitting.
It's incompetent man's knitting.
There you go.
Yes.
Someone writing, oh, come on, Dylan, it takes talent. Yes, for 4 and 5 year olds.
Yeah, it doesn't take much talent at all. It's pretty easy.
Listen,
I think you could teach anybody to do it. You really could.
They're nice looking toques.
Take pride in it.
Yeah. Thanks, Robbie.
I love them.
Listen, they're really nice toques. I don't want to take that away from you. Yeah. I just really respected you when I thought you were a knitter.
I know. I know. That's why I didn't want to tell you.
Look at this text. This is nice. I think Pepper's using the same looming kit I got my 8-year-old daughter for Christmas.
Yeah, it is because my daughter got one years ago and I said, hey, do you still have that? Because we can use it together.
Oh, that's nice.
And she says, no, she gave it to another little girl down the street after she outgrew it.
Listen, they're really nice toques and good for you for doing something other than drinking.
I've been exposed and exploited, Dylan.
I'm sorry.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss. 91.7.
Robbie, you can't avoid it any longer.
I know.
Robbie might have gone from the crowd favorite.
Yeah.
Right? We've seen the research.
Yes.
He is the most beloved radio personality in the city, including all the other ones, including Garner and Crash Mars and all the other ones.
Yeah, yeah, you're the biggest one.
We've seen the research.
Well, not anymore.
Okay, so now...
No, but I want to say, before we get to exactly what it is, do you think Pepper...
Yes.
That it will actually hurt him in the way that it should.
Not like it would you or I.
That's what makes me so upset.
If it were you, you'd be done. You'd be canceled. You wouldn't be able to get a job anywhere.
No, right? I wouldn't have a job. I would go home today and then I would just sit there.
Right. But for Robbie, I don't know if he's going to get away unscathed because this might be the worst revelation that he's ever had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think he'll be okay. But I think you owe everybody an apology.
I think, and the animal kingdom.
Would you like us to do it? Do you want to do it? Go ahead with your admission. What do you need from us, Robbie?
I guess I better do it.
Okay.
So I like to frequent antique markets, mm-hmm. thrift shops.
Love it.
And whenever I see something that is made from animals, mm-hmm. I like to buy it because I just find animals majestic. Mm-hmm. And I just love them.
You're an animal fan. You love animals.
An animal.
Kind-hearted animal.
And you like them more when they're dead for some reason.
Well, I don't enjoy hunting. Right. I did when I was young. Mm-hmm. Went with my dad once. I don't enjoy it. I don't like killing animals. I like eating them. Mm-hmm. But I like putting them on display because they're beautiful. They're magical. Mm-hmm. So when I went to an antique shop, mm-hmm. I found this really cool bracelet made out of animal skin.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what it was. I thought it was just some sort of pesty animal, like maybe it was a coyote or a beaver, mm-hmm. you know, something that trappers would have caught back in the day because it's an antique.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So I posted a picture on our Instagram today because Dylan commented on it when I wore this today. Mm-hmm. You thought it was neat, right?
It looked like a caribou foot on your yeah. wrist. It was interesting.
So I wasn't expecting to bring attention to it today, but you did. So I put it on Instagram, on the Pepper and Dylan Instagram. Mm-hmm. And all of the comments...
This is where it gets problematic.
Though. Not have good. Confirmed mm-hmm. that it is baby seal.
Oh! You're wearing clubbed baby seal.
Baby seal jewelry.
On your wrist.
I am one of the people that PETA would come and throw red paint on.
Right?
No. They would right. see me walking down the street in this and cover me in paint.
Should we paint you tomorrow?
Fur is murder.
Because of this? I feel Maybe like we I should. I feel like we need to paint you for punishment or something.
Come and cover me in paint. Because
like, of all the animals for Robbie to be wearing, is baby seal not the worst?
Oh, it's absolutely the worst.
I had no idea.
So what are you going to do now?
Well, I don't know if getting rid of it will solve the problem.
No, it's not going to bring it back, Robbie.
No, I can't piece the baby seal back together.
No, you cannot. But look how many little baby seal pieces there are.
I know. Well, so many.
They really clubbed the hell out of that thing, didn't they?
They really
they did.
They did.
I didn't.
Yes.
So at least I wasn't the one who hurt it. I am just... using it as fashion.
But you're enabling those who are. You're enabling the poachers. You're enabling those brutal people to club the baby seals. You spent your money on
it. I had no idea it would be seal. I had no idea. And I do feel terrible about it.
Yeah.
I really do. So I guess I'm sorry.
Love Robbie, but paint him. That just came in.
Yeah, we might have to throw a can of paint on you, you murderer.
Oh,
wow.
This is not what I was expecting to talk about
so
today.
So do we now think less of Robbie? 917-917.
Some of the text coming through says, forgivable, King Robbie didn't club the seal.
Come on, get out of here, you guys.
Well, he didn't know. It's not his fault.
Well, it's not like somebody who buys a fur coat clubbed the it's whatever true. The animal is that right. they come, the chinchilla.
Right. Yeah. It's Robbie spent money on something.
I not did.
Forgiven. Forgive him, but paint him.
Forgive him, but paint him.
Yeah. It's not Robbie's fault if he bought it and he didn't know what it was. Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Poor little thing.
Should we dump a can of paint on him?
I think so.
Robbie, can we dump a can of paint on you?
I mean, if that'll help you guys.
Oh, no. Here's someone. Don't paint him.
Okay.
Just like that.
How do you get away with clubbing baby seals when
Robbie's
we can't?
Fine.
I want to club a baby seal.
Intentions
Wait,
matter.
No, I
what?
Don't want to club. I mean,
oh,
I want
no.
I just want the same leverage as Robbie has.
Forgiven.
He's forgiven. Okay, so there's truly nothing he can do wrong,
Didn't
right?
Didn't have a club in hand.
Okay. That's what we're congratulations, hearing. Robbie. You're okay. off the hook again.
What should I do with this thing, though?
Don't throw it out. No, but don't keep it.
And don't throw it out. Don't keep it.
I don't know. Give it to a museum.
A museum.
Yeah.
It's the Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
I got a question. I got to know. Okay. I need the answer.
Yeah.
Don't judge me. Please.
Okay. No problem. We don't judge on this show. Okay. Were you guys judging while I was gone?
Very much.
Well, I know. I know you were.
Tried our best not to.
I am well aware of the judging that was happening while Yikes. I was gone.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. No, but please don't judge because I'm really insecure about this and I just want to know if I'm the only one.
Okay.
That's it. That's okay. all, right? That's yeah. it. But yeah. my watch band stinks. Bad.
Ew.
It does. I don't know why. I can't get rid of it and I don't know what to Dude. Do. And is it normal or am I broken?
We had a friend in high school who's guy. Yes, it was awful.
I know.
Well, are you sleeping with it?
No.
Are you washing it?
No. Why would I wash my watch?
Because it's your watch band stinks.
I know, but it's like this Velcro band thing and it's
Oh, it's
stinks.
Velcro.
Yeah. And
yeah
I don't
let me
know
see
what
this
do.
Thing. Let
yeah.
me see this.
You want to see it?
Yeah, I do want to see this.
Let me,
can I smell it?
You can, but I wouldn't want you to.
Robbie, do you want to smell it?
Guys, it's gross.
I'll
I don't want
it.
You to smell
you
it.
You want to smell
yeah.
it?
That's so weird.
I'm curious now and I want to smell it.
Yeah, now my wrist smells. Like, I've got an odor to me, and I'm worried about it.
Well, it's because you sweat. It's an Apple Watch, we see it reminds you to walk, so you get up and walk around the studio, and you're walking on your treadmill with this, right?
Yeah.
Because you have to, because it tracks your steps. So obviously, this fabric Velcro is going to absorb some.
What
level
am I supposed
of stink.
To do? That's so bad.
All right, I'm going to give her a whiff.
Oh, I don't
here.
Want you to. Yes. That's embarrassing.
Do you want Robbie to do it?
I don't want either of you two, to be honest.
Robbie, do you want to do it? Do you want to do it together?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll come over there.
Okay, come on over here. We're going to smell it together here.
Oh, this is nasty.
Come here, Robbie. Okay, ready? Yeah. 1, 2, 3. See what I did? I didn't smell it. I just
Robbie's
gave it to Robbie.
Face.
Is it gross? Yeah. Is it terrible? Okay, well, I got to smell. All right. Well, now I have to smell it. Now I need to.
But, like, how do you get rid of that?
Oh, Dylan.
I don't know what to do.
You usually smell so good.
I do, and then that's okay. All right, Robbie. I don't know if it's that bad.
You have to wash it. Can't you put that in the wash machine?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking because I'm worried. Because everything in my life smells great.
Yes.
I'm always on my smell game.
Right.
And this is throwing it off, and I'll catch a whiff every now and then. Yes. I'm like, I don't want people thinking that's me.
Is this Carrie or is it Sherry?
Carrie with a K.
Carrie with a K. Okay. Oh, hi, man. Carrie.
Hello.
Carrie, first of all, does your watch band make your wrist stink?
Yes.
Dylan!
Oh, thank God!
You're not alone.
That's what I want to hear.
Do you do anything about it or just leave it as is?
I wash it in the sink with soap and water, and then I let it air dry.
Weird. You wash and dry something that stinks.
Didn't
occur to you, hey, Dylan?
It's a watch. I didn't know you do that.
When you're on your treadmill and you're sweating,
yes.
Do you put your shirt or your shorts in the wash afterwards?
I don't wear a shirt on my treadmill. I think it's neat.
Okay.
Oh, really? Because you want to know honestly why I don't? I'll tell you right now.
Wait,
why I don't.
You walk on your treadmill without a shirt on?
Yeah, because okay. I want to know how gross I am.
Okay.
I want to be able to look down and see how gross
Dude,
I am constantly.
You're not gross.
I know, but every time I look down, I'm just like, if I can see how gross I am.
Right, the jiggle will motivate you to keep going?
That's what it is.
That's pretty smart, actually.
So every time I see it, I'm like, ugh. So I don't wear a shirt, and I wear very tiny little shorts.
Well, the problem is...
I can see my thighs.
The problem is if you smell your watch, you'll not want to work out ever again.
I know.
You've got to wash this watch.
It's very... I'm not proud of any of the things that are happening or coming out of my mouth right now.
Yeah.
I don't... They're like $65 for a watch band. I'm not buying a new one.
Well, that's how they
you
get
you. You just have to wash it, Dylan. It's $0 to wash it.
I didn't know you could. That's all. That's good. I learned a lot here.
The Pepper and Dylan Show. Kiss 91.7.
Dylan says, hey, let's find somebody who really screwed up this weekend. See if $1,000 might make their weekend a little bit better.
Yeah, I think so.
A lot of you are total screw-ups, by the way. Thank you for texting us at 917-917. Here's Krista. Good morning, Krista.
Good morning.
The procrastination monster got Krista this weekend, Dylan.
What took place?
Well, I was supposed to write my report card this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I binge-watched Schitt's Creek.
How many report cards did you need to do?
Oh, 44.
And how many did you end up getting done?
Zero. Not one comment. Nothing. There's going to be a lot of long nights this week.
Well, when are report cards due? At the end of the week?
Yeah, Friday.
Oh, my goodness. And what grade is this?
Oh, kindergarten.
Well, I'll tell you. Well, now Dylan's got kindergarten face.
Very good. You do well.
Yes.
Way to talk.
Listen,
walking
it's a
properly.
Lot more complicated than that. It really is.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
As a parent, I'll tell you, Krista, we like the personalized comments.
Right.
And we judge the teachers that just send the generic note.
Those
about,
are the
Schitt's
Creek parents or teachers.
That's right. Because I've got so few teachers of my kids, and they're obviously a lot older than kindergarten, but it'll just be like, in this semester, we did blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But it says nothing about their effort or nothing. Those are the lazy teachers now.
Uh-huh.
Well, we have to give personal comments. It's required. So,
Did you finish the whole series of Schitt's Creek? How many seasons did you get into?
I'm almost at the end of season 2.
Oh, you got a long way to go.
Oh, no, you're not going to get anything done this week. I worry for you.
How brilliant is Catherine O'Hara in that show?
Oh, my God. She's a gem.
Dylan, did you watch it after I told you you should watch it?
No, I haven't yet.
Very good.
A lot of people say they should watch it, though.
Thank you very much, Krista. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, so there's a screw-up from Krista this weekend.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to switch gears a little bit. I think this is Chelsea, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Hi.
Chelsea. Dylan, Chelsea did indeed burn dinner intentionally.
Oh, yes. Really? It has happened?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. My mom set me up on a blind date, and he was a total
doofus. And he kept going on and on about how any woman he had to spend the rest of his life with better be one of those, like, homemakers, dinner on the table by five, beautiful.
Oh, he sounds nice.
He sounds amazing. So I burnt the crap out of our dinner and acted completely surprised when he looked at me in horror. And I was like, what? I cooked. It's great. It'll be fine.
And it was like black?
Oh, it was black. Like, set off the smoke alarm. I stuck a pan in the microwave knowing what it would do.
Look at this.
Yeah, blew up my microwave totally to get out of a second date.
Because it was so important to him that I want a woman that's great in the kitchen.
Right.
And you just said, this is what I do in the kitchen, big boy. What do you think of this?
I love it.
So he was gone. He left like that.
Yeah, doing my master's in psychology, and he's telling me that
my
being able to cook is more important. So.
And so did you ever hear from him again?
No, I didn't.
Nice move.
But I did hear from my mother.
Uh-huh. Why do you keep scaring away nice boys?
Pretty much.
Oh. Okay, thank you very much.
I love
Thanks, guys.
Okay, love you. So you're right on that one, Dylan. People intentionally do it.
Awesome.
The Pepper and Dylan Show. Only on KISS.
Dylan says, hey, let's find somebody who really screwed up this weekend. See if $1,000 might make their weekend a little bit better.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know if Michelle's in the running here, but Michelle wants to throw her name into the hat.
Okay.
Or her hat into the... The ring into the hat, the hat into the ring.
The ring into the hat.
Well, you're doing both, really. You're putting your name in the hat, and then you put the hat in the ring.
Why do you need your name in the hat if they know it's your hat?
It's a good point. Unless there are a lot of hats. Duplicate hats, maybe. Well, by the way, speaking of a lot of hats, apparently Connor McDavid thinks it's a terrible idea to throw a bunch of hats on the ice. It's a delay. It slows down the game. He doesn't want that because he scores so many points.
He's like, exactly.
Right. Okay, exactly. Michelle, what was your big weekend screw up?
Well, I decided to try to have a nap with my 2-year-old, and let's just say when you fall asleep and your 2-year-old escapes, he got nail polish all over my carpet, permanent mark all over my walls, on himself.
You've come to the right place, because there is a man on this show that had the exact same problem when his kids were quite little.
And
he came up with the idea of ideas.
Well, it was because I would have naps because of the stupid hours of this show. Mm-hmm. I'd get home, and right around, you know, that 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock window, that's when you really start to drift off.
Right.
And I was taking care of the kids because their mother was, this is when we were together, and their mother was like at work or whatever.
Right.
And I woke up one afternoon from a nap, and my son was on all fours eating the dog food.
Right.
But I was asleep. It's not my fault.
No.
Right? That food was meant for the dog.
But that's when you invented the hook.
The hook. Right? Exactly. So all I did was I put my finger. Is this the one you're talking about? The finger through the loop?
You got it.
So you lie down on the floor. You put a pillow on the floor. And then you lie down and have a nap there. You just put your pinky finger through the belt loop of the kid's pants.
Sure.
And you just close it off. You fall asleep.
You snooze away. They can't leave your sight.
That's it. As soon as they crawl too much, little jerk of the arm, you're up. What's going on?
Pretty smart. End up with nail polish all over the house?
Yeah, it's on the carpet. It's a little bit on the wall. He tried to paint his own nails because he has a 14-year-old sister. Uh-huh. it's just a complete disaster. My husband works out of town, so I need to get this fixed before he gets back.
Are you getting permanent marker off a wall, Dylan? You know things about walls.
I don't think the magic marker, that's not coming off. I think that's there until paint comes on.
What about nail polish out of the carpet? You know things about carpets.
Yeah, listen, nail polish in the carpet. I had a girl live with me once, uh-huh. and she got that. It's still there.
Really?
Yeah. It is there forever.
It doesn't come out. I tried everything.
Put your pinky finger through the belt loop next time, or else they'll eat dog food. That's my lesson.
There you go.
Okay. Love you, Michelle. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, because that's not winning, right?
No, but it would be a bad way to start your week. That's for sure.
I think this is Dre. Good morning, Dre.
How's it going this morning?
Excellent. Dre, you're the last one to try and win $1,000, or else we all know that it's not going to you.
Well, Saturday night there, I decided to go to bed kind of early, and I took an edible.
Oh, no.
And it was like, it was a heavy dose edible. Mm-hmm. And so I, like, wake up, I think it must have been around, like, 6 o'clock in, like, a frantic, because I start work really early, and I just start this job on Friday.
You took an edible before going to work?
Not a good idea.
No, that's the thing. I didn't have to work yesterday, but because I was so dazed and confused in the morning, I literally thought I was late for work.
Oh, no.
You jumped out of bed on a Sunday thinking it was a Monday.
I absolutely blanked out. I got my clothes on. I started my car. I jumped in, grabbed a Timmy's. I was all messed up, didn't look at my phone, nothing, just started zooming towards Leduc.
Wait a second, how far did you get before you realized it was Sunday?
I passed Twilliger.
Yeah, been there. I've been there.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I glanced at my phone and it said Sunday. I'm like, mother.
Yeah.
And it's like 6:30 in the morning. I'm like, well, I'm up now.
Yeah. Oh, that I've been there. That sucks.
All right. Is it Dre for biggest weekend screw-up, or are we going to go with Kevin flooding his basement in his backyard for $1,000?
Listen, Dre, I love it. It's a nice story, but it's not $1,000 this morning.
Hey, yeah, flooding your basement, you know, like, that's going to cost you more than $1,000.
Yeah, that's right, a consequence.
All right, so there you go. Kevin, congratulations.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Rip out the carpet and put in some new carpet, drywall, everything else that you might need.
Oh, wow. Thank you guys so much.
Listen, if you learned your lesson, though, that's the most important part here.
Yeah, I just don't fall asleep doing stuff.
No.
No, leaving the hose
don't
on.
Don't leave your hose on over... forget it. He hasn't learned a damn thing.
There's $1,000 for you,
Kevin. Kevin, congratulations.
The Pepper and Dylan Show on Kiss 91.7.